Yeah, Kramer's going to throw in Norfolk on Sunday. So that's we'll see how it goes from there. Hopefully it goes well.
Do you have any idea how many innings of pitching?
It's going to be 4-ish innings, somewhere around there.
Have you heard anything about
that? No, not yet. No, we're still getting all kinds of information and tests done, and then we'll let you guys know whenever we have an update on him. We'll let you know when we have any update on all those guys, yeah.
Last year in Atlanta, it was kind of an opportunity for you to see where your club stacked up against one of the best teams. Now that you are, you're an affiliate with the Yankees back there. Do you look at this hey, we're going to find out just how, you know, just how good we are against some of the best teams in baseball?
No. Honestly, no. It's another series. It's a really good team. We face I don't remember that Atlanta series last year. I didn't think that was like a measuring stick or anything. I think we were just playing a really good team from the National League, and we lost 2 out of 3, but played really well that series. That was a heck of a series. And there was a good series against Philly last year too. And Philly played well, just came up a little short. But no, this is a great team, and they've played so well this year, and they're really balanced offensively, speed, power, left and right. They have a great rotation, and the bullpen that throws 100, almost every single guy. So it's just another series in the big leagues. It's a tough test, and hopefully we can play well.
Do you think you guys are at a point where you're the measuring stick for other teams?
I don't know. I don't think that teams think of it like that, or players or coaches think of any sort of measuring stick. I think that this is 3 games of 162 against a really, really good club, and 90 plus games to go. So much can happen. Your roster can change, and so many things can happen in the next 4 months. But it's definitely a huge test, because we're going to face 3 good starters and a really good back end of the bullpen, and we're going to have to pitch well against a tough lineup. I think they're a little more veteran. You know, they got some more experience, more postseasons. But yeah, I mean, besides that, I mean, we're a balanced lineup for the most part. They are too. We do have power and speed. I think their bullpen throws a little harder, but our bullpen's been throwing great. We're getting guys out, so hopefully we can continue that. But it's, you know, rotations are both throwing well. Both pitching staffs are throwing well. And they got a little more experience in Europe than we do.
Depending on what you scout on Granger Suarez, he's going to mention Grover Cleveland after Sander last time this happened.
Well, he's 10-1, so he's doing something right. He had a really good year last year, too. We saw him last year. I thought we took good at-bats against him last year. He was having a heck of a year last year, too, and I was impressed with our at-bats against him, and really impressed with him and his stuff and what he can do, and how he can command the baseball with multiple pitches. Really keeps you off balance. But it's a plus command left-hander that can pitch into righties and move the baseball around on you, and knows how to pitch really well. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Brandon, there's a lot of really good pitching matchups in this series all weekend. Just how excited are you to see your offense go up against premium pitching?
Yeah, like we face premium pitching all the time. So we're going to face some good pitching this series. We're going to face good pitching next series. We just faced good pitching with Atlanta. So it's just it's another one. And, you know, these guys are really, really good. So hopefully we can swing the bat well. I don't think players think of it like that. I think players think we're playing the Phillies tonight, and I don't think anybody's looking ahead. And we just had our advanced meeting against Ranger Suarez and how we're going to take at bats against him in the back end of their bullpen. So we're really day to day and series to series, and yeah, we know that Yankee series is next, but let's try to take care of what we can take care of this series and play well this weekend. It's going to be a great environment. It's going to be a ton of people here. It's going to be awesome to see the crowd and hear the crowd, and I hope we play well.
Brandon, to that point, with the sellouts coming up, and there's going to be a lot of fans from both teams, cheering for both teams in here, do you guys, come into this series with a lot of fans from the outside watching this series as well, given where you guys are understanding? Do you feel that buzz? Do you feel those eyes on this series? Because this is a big one around the league.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out. We're going to hear it. When we the first pitch, you're going to probably see a bigger crowd. It's going to be a Friday night crowd. It's Friday, right? Friday. Groundhog Day. But this weekend's going to be exciting because there's going to be so many people here. I know Philly's somewhat close, and a lot of Philly fans are going to be here also. And so I think that only makes it more exciting for the players and everybody here. That we're going to have just a loud crowd, so it's going to be fun.
I know you've noticed, I know you said that kind of last summer is when you really started to notice the attendance pick up and how loud it could get. Have you felt that even this year it's been a step up, and have you noticed that attendance has been up this year?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more in the midweek games. You feel there's the crowd's been louder than past years, and just around town too. Around town. People come up to you and they say things, and it's awesome. Everybody's watching and really likes watching our team. That's a great feeling, and so you do get a sense that people are watching us this summer, and that's a lot of fun.
Is anyone around town giving
me lineup tips? No, they haven't. No, not yet. No, they will. Thanks, Andy. Well, let's kind of go back into measuring against other teams. We've been playing pretty well against really the entire league for the last 2 years. So I don't want us to stop having the same mindset, honestly, of take care of what's in front of us and play as well as we can against whoever the opponent is that night, whether it's in division, out of division, interleague, etc. But really just do the best we can on a certain night and then do it again tomorrow. And that's what we've done for a couple of years, and really proud of how our team's played against everybody. But it's an impressive stat what we've done so far against, if you look back at records of mid-2022 until now around the league, what we've done, our players deserve a ton of credit for that.
There's nothing more for you to say. There's a big series comes up. There's more media coverage. We're asking more about
it. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I feel like it's a big series. I don't feel like there's, when you played in your division, there's more. When you're playing a team that's really good outside of your division, that's exciting also. But literally every series is important. So I don't think players stack up this series is more important than others. I think that we know that we're playing a really good Phillies team, and we need to play well to win or have a chance to win. And if we do or we don't, then we go play the Yankees the next series. And if we do or we don't, then we go play the Astros the next series. So it's you just do the best you can with what's in front of you.